Job chapter 40. And Jehovah answered Job and said, Shall he that will contend with the Almighty instruct him? He that reproveth God, let him answer it. And Job answered Jehovah and said, Behold, I am not. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once have I spoken, and I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. And Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Gird up now thy loins like a man. I will demand of thee, and inform thou me. Wilt thou also annul my judgment? Wilt thou condemn me that thou mayest be righteous? Hast thou an arm like God, or canst thou thunder with a voice like him? Deck thyself now with glory and excellency, and clothe thyself with majesty and splendor. Cast abroad the ragings of thine anger, and look on every one that is proud, and abase him. Look on every one that is proud, bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, bind their faces in secret. Then will I also praise thee, because thy right hand saveth thee. See now the behemoth, which I made with thee. He eateth grass as an ox. Behold now, his strength is in his loins, and his force is in the muscles of his belly. He bendeth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are woven together. His bones are tubes of bronze, his members like bars of iron. He is the chief of God's ways. He that made him gave him his sword. For the mountains bringeth him forth food, where all the beasts of the field play. He lieth under lotus bushes, in the covert of the reed and fen. Lotus bushes cover him with their shade, the willows of the brook surround him. Lo, the river overfloweth, he startleth not. He is confident, though a Jordan break forth against his mouth. Shall he be taken in front? Will they pierce through his nose in the trap?